It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to ask you when the ALDS tickets were going to go on sale. We have Curtis Danberg in studio from the Guardians. I should just ask, when are the ALCS tickets going on sale? When are the World Series tickets going on sale?
One step at a time.
Presumptuous. How do I get them all?
That's pretty presumptuous, isn't it?
One step at a time, Lima. But to answer your question, Division Series wildcard tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this morning. CLEGuardians.com/postseason in a few hours.
2 hours and 38 minutes.
Make it happen. And hopefully wild card, we don't need to worry about that. Magic number is one.
No.
To secure our spot in the division series and go straight to the DS.
Owen's annoyed, though. He was getting ready for the dry run, the soft launch
this weekend
of the playoffs against the Astros.
It was a dress rehearsal dry run for the playoffs, and now it might not even matter.
The games still matter because it's fan appreciation weekend. We've got the Ohio Cup. We're battling the Reds the next 2 days. We need to secure and retain the Ohio Cup. So that's in our crosshairs right here tonight and tomorrow.
The most important thing to me, Kurt, is Saturday, pregame in the district. I will be there.
Sugardale Dollar Dogs. Yes. We've got special fireworks Saturday night. We're bringing back, by popular demand, the Jose Ramirez City Connect bobblehead on Friday. And tickets are only $12. Pack the park, $12. On the entire upper deck.
Will they celebrate an Ohio Cup the way they've celebrated the last week?
They should. I encourage it. I think you should. I think you should tarp off the lockers and celebrate the. I think it should be done. It should be because it's a cool thing. Like when they do the trees at Auburn. Well, they can't do the trees anymore. A guy poisoned them.
Yeah.
When they roll something in Auburn, I don't know what they do. March Hugh Freeze out of town. Whatever they do, I think it would be a cool thing. Like, you know what? It's a long baseball season. Other teams do not have anything. We have the Ohio Cup with the Reds, and if we retain the Ohio Cup, it's a celebration and it's on.
It'll be on.
We should do it.
Hey, players are we're getting good practice and celebration, so why not keep it rolling?
I think it'd be a great tradition to start. So this is like a weird thing for you guys because like it's like all right, then you have the ALDS, but it's like you want to make sure everybody's engaged because it's a postseason. Postseason is postseason. But I do think that some people, maybe they're not going to be as in tune on some of the other teams that you could possibly play. Like, we'll do our best, but how do you keep the engagement through, like, the 2 weeks, I think Lima's saying, that could possibly be between the postseason and the when you play?
Yeah, probably, you know, a week and a half. Yeah, it's going to be a little long half. Because, again, once we hopefully secure the division series, we're jumping. But we'll keep an eye. There's a lot of movement on those seeds and who we're going to play and but it could be anything from Houston to Kansas City to Detroit. Baltimore's in there. So, we'll keep our eye on them. We'll be ready to go.
Stephen Kwan and his status hopefully coming back. What are we thinking with the lineup right now so far? Because there's been guys who have been able to step up. You know, he struggled and then he hurt his back, but there's been other guys who have been able to step up in his absence.
Yeah, and Kwan is eligible to come off the IL today, so hopefully he's feeling better. And Angel Martinez jumped into that leadoff spot, and we've found ways to win games, and that's the name of the game. And hopefully this long layoff, while it could be that, we can rest our rotation, set it up the way we want. And one of the coolest things about getting this year into the division series and a top two seed is you have a home game, an off game, a home game, an off game. So for us, with our competitive advantage being our bullpen, giving them rest is huge.
That is a very big thing.
But just, Curtis, in your wildest dreams or, you know, just the Guardians fans you get a chance to hobnob with, I mean, this team was supposed to be an afterthought around the leagues. And who's this manager taking over for somebody as great as Tito? And they're in command. Like, at the end of the season, their chance to put the finishing touches on a bye and a two seed, I mean, that is insane. Like, has that sunk in, or are you thinking, well, who cares? It's on to the playoffs.
No, I don't think we take it for granted. It's been a fun season from the solar eclipse and opening day all the way through. I mean, it got a little tense there in August. when the Royals tied us, but we buckled up and persevered, and I think that's what this team's about. And voters kind of led us from day one, and it's been the team. We've gone through a lot of adversity. Think of what the rotations happen all year long, but we find ways to win, and that anchor's really been that bullpen.
Do you have any idea what vote is going to do for a pitching rotation in a potential ALDS with the Guardians having a chance to set that rotation?
They're crunching the numbers. They're having conversations every day to figure that out. But obviously,
I think you'd come up with 10 different permutations. I mean, I'm being dead serious.
I think Tanner Bibee, Matthew Boyd are probably the leaders in the clubhouse to lead that off. But hey, we've got some time, as we said, to set that up. Hopefully Cobb can figure out his blister and get healthy and help us out as well.
Curtis, as far as the opponents, is there anybody you do want to see or don't want to see? Or are you careful about saying these sort of things like I should have been in 2017?
I'm very careful about
that. Yes, I would imagine.
Just see what comes and win those games. Don't ask for a certain opponent.
Well, Curtis, I can't thank you enough for the time.
Because I've done that before.
People are like, I'm not rooting for any opponent.
And would you like to bring on anyone?
No, I would not like to bring on anybody. Except for Curtis, I'd like to bring him on the air. But that was about it. Curtis, thank you very much. Tell people again tickets, the availability and everything like that.
CLEGuardians.com, Upper Deck. We packed the park, $12 tickets for the rest of this homestand. Postseason tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock, CLEGuardians.com/postseason. Make sure if you come to the ballpark, swing by the team store, get your clinch gear, Division Champs clinch gear. So a lot happening. Bobblehead Friday night for Ramirez, fireworks Saturday, Dollar Dogs, pregame in the district, Kids Fun Day on Sunday.
Curtis, you remember the old days, going to the grocery store, getting in line for those playoff tickets?
Things have changed a little.
The season ticket holders,
They're already in. This is the public on sale today.
That's awesome.
At 10.
That's awesome. Curtis, thank you very much for the time, friend. Absolutely. By the way, 92.3 The Fan, we are looking for a winner. Caller number 9. Number 9. You're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cleveland Guardians take on the Cincinnati Reds tomorrow, Wednesday, September 25th, 4:40 p.m. at Progressive Field. Caller number 9. All right, it's all from the Cleveland Guardians in your home for Cleveland Browns Football Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. Caller 9 gets to go see the Guardians with a 4-pack of passes. Caller 9, 216-474-0092. Go ahead and get in while you can. So go ahead and try to win those tickets. Caller number 9. By the way, speaking of the Reds, they're playing them tomorrow, right? They're playing them today and tomorrow. Do you know who Nick Kroll is?
The comedian?
That's Nick Kroll.
Thank you, because I'm like, wait a minute. The president of baseball operations for the Reds. They just fired
their... Also a comedian.
Yeah, apparently. It's been funny what they put out on the field.
They had just fired their manager. Yeah. And he was giving a press conference afterwards of their decisions and their vision. And some people took some real exception to what he was saying down there. Now, this is always going to come off to the people.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it, in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to compete too. So people who hold him to a high standard, I do respect your position on that. Trust me, I do. But when Nick Kroll says, this is courtesy of Charlie Goldsmith, who covers the Reds for the Inquirer down there in Cincinnati, where he says, quote, Nick Kroll on the offseason. We'll have to go through the offseason and see what it looks like. We're always going to be a small market club. That's not going to change. We're going to bring up younger players here, draft and develop and bring these players up. We just need to get better across the board. There were so many people, so many, directly comparing them and Cleveland. Because it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Cleveland's not a big market. They're 4 hours away. You're in the same state, technically. You're in the same state. What are you talking about? That team's won how many division championships in the last 15 years? That team's been to the postseason how many times since 1995? Where is this whole thing about? Because it is a very, and this is where the understanding is for a very frustrated Guardians fan out there. It is a very convenient excuse if you make it out to be that way. Well, we're a small market team. Well, we're just a small market team. We got to battle against the big boys. We're a small market team. Well, there's not very much understanding there. Like, if it's your own family, that's one thing. But if you're talking about a professional sports franchise, the very first thing people say is, sell the team. If you're a small market team and you have budgetary restraints, well, just find somebody who doesn't have the budgetary restraints. Now, I know, like, when David Blitzer eventually takes over as the owner, my theory, my whole prediction is, I think he'll make a big splash to start things off, to kind of get people on his side. Yep. I think they will spend some amount of money on a free agent or something like that.
One off season.
And then I think he will operate this as a team that operates kind of like they are now. My hope is that they operate like they are now. You know, until baseball finds a salary floor, but we can do that in the middle of July. We don't need to do that now. I'm just pointing it out that, man, it's such a convenient excuse if you decide to make it that way. And at one point, yeah, we remember what Larry Dolan had said, and that was an unfortunate thing to say way back when. But here you are, and your front office has done a fine job. You just don't want – this is one thing I did agree with Mad Dog on Friday. You don't want your front office to be the all-stars of your organization. You want the all-stars on the field to be the all-stars of your organization.
I mean, there's like 26 teams that are all operating the same way that the Guardians, and it's one of the huge problems with baseball. Fortunately, we have been able to come up with a formula for a team that doesn't spend money to be able to make the postseason, and doing it with the way that they scout, the way that they now have drafted, the way that they have, you know, penny pinched and done it around, you know, the complexities of being able to find talent and doing it on the shoestring budget. And so that's just always going to be the way that it's going to work in towns like this. Unfortunately for baseball, it's now, it used to be like, oh, that's what 10 teams do. Now it's like what 25 teams do.
Yeah. Well, because they found out they can get away with it.
That's why the sport is nowhere near as popular nationally as it used to.
Because this is kind of the tough thing about it, is the better the Guardians do, the better example it sets for other teams that they can just kind of ass off. And as long as they have good front office, which good front office people don't fall out of trees. Shapiro did a fine enough job. Antonetti, yeah, there's criticism there, like there is with Antonetti Chernoff. There's criticism that's warranted, but they've done a fine enough job. However, when you see where they've been, I think they lay a groundwork of, hey, if we can do it their way, then we don't have to go out there and spend for some of these players. But if you look across Major League Baseball, especially with television deals being up in the air, spending was down across the board. Hell, the Twins tried to compete, and we remember the big conversation we had at the beginning of the year. They trimmed $30 million off the top of their salary, and those fans were really upset with them. They didn't sell out opening day after they won the division last year. Like, that is a sticking point with a lot of people. And you have Detroit. Detroit is a very large metro. Detroit, they are starting fresh. They're starting anew. And they got some exciting young ball players there. I think they're going to be a problem for quite a while. But there is a disconnect when you have the whole apron and you have a salary cap in the NBA. But you also have an owner here in Dan Gilbert who is not afraid to spend money, which is such a great convenience. In the NFL, they're all multi-billionaires, with the exception of a couple. Like, we make fun of Mike Brown and act like he's poor. He's still worth like $2 billion. But you have this organization of the NFL where everybody feels if they hire the right people and draft the right people, they have a chance. And so it's able to be more equitable around the league. But if you're telling people that, hey, you know, we got to do this, well, they're not going to reward you and give you more. They know you're a money-making enterprise. As much as people like to act like fans are stupid, fans are not stupid. And they, you got to put something out there that's going to be exciting and fun for them, or they are not going to reciprocate. I mean, already the conversation in Pittsburgh. Well, how are you going to hold on to Paul Skeens? He's a pitcher. He pitches once every fifth day. It'll probably command as much money as Shohei Ohtani if he keeps this up. Okay, well, good luck. And I don't think a lot of people want to talk about that over there. Well, I don't even want to talk about it here.
Well, that's why everything you just said is why when the Guardians are in this kind of a situation, I think it is a thrill. I continue to say this. There's nothing better than a team that overachieves. In sports, we had a very low bar going into the season, low expectations. And this team is, again, the envy of so many other cities, other markets like Cincinnati, and other places in baseball right now. So they do deserve for this regular season. I have no idea what's going to happen in the postseason. They could fall flat on their face and be eliminated immediately in an ALDS, or they could make an unbelievable run for the ages, a true October to remember. That's how baseball postseason works. But up to this point, I don't know how anybody could have a bad thing to say about the Guardians.
Nothing. The only thing I can do is look at matchups. Like the Astros, like Owen brings up the dry run. The Astros are a team that, because of their recent history, I get nervous about. Like,
are you positive we're even going to play the Astros?
No, I'm not, but I respect everybody. Let me go into this postseason saying I respect everybody. There's no bring on so-and-so, I want to prove I'm the best. That was a stupid thing to say in 2017, and I've certainly grown up from that statement. There is where I have to look at the big bad Yankees, even though their record doesn't say different. Like, yeah, that lineup, I could really say Gleyber Torres at the leadoff, but I mean, that lineup 1-4, even 1-5 is very difficult. And if you get Gerrit Cole out there, well, that's probably going to be tough. And Nestor Cortes, where he's not very good with everybody else, he's been great against us. So I have to deal with that. So that is something that I will be concerned with, hopefully, when we get to a point where maybe in an ALCS or something like that, we get to play the Yankees. Which, you know, you go down to the Yankees, fine. I'll deal with it as best I can, even though I don't want to. But I have faith that this has been such a wonderful season. And dare I say, maybe even later on this week, I'm still working this. It might be, as a fan, maybe my most satisfying regular season I've seen. And since I was nine years old,
maybe
the most satisfying regular season.
We've had, what, 26-game winning streaks? And
we had a 102-win season. Seven years ago.
I'll just say this. There's guys on this club, you know, and again, they're humans, they're fallible. That's what happens. There's a lot of guys on this club, you know, they're good guys. There was guys that are on that other club that a lot of people like that I knew different about.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.